This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hello. It's Thursday. That's your cue. I took your line.
No, that's good. I woke up and I wasn't sure what day it was this morning. So
welcome to my world.
Yeah, I'm glad it's Thursday.
It's not just a day that I have trouble with. It's where the hell am I?
Who are you people?
Well, who are you? Who are you people as I'm looking in the mirror? That's where I am at the moment.
Multiple Akmals inside
multiple
your head.
Multiple Akmals. One Akmal is just not enough. But we've got a great show.
We got
some legends and we got some funny people and we got some things. potential money to give you as a bribe so you can listen to us.
Yeah, yesterday Akmal took over the pressure test, which happens just after 7:30. Mm. It was quite hilarious. Tell everybody what you asked the chap.
Well, I thought this competition has been very difficult and people are frustrated.
Yeah.
And you know, people meet me at Erin Affair and say, are you that Blake from 2GO? Okay, I say yes. And you do the pressure test? I say yeah. And then they punch me in the face.
Oh, stop.
Because they're very frustrated. So I had to make it easy.
And you asked him to say 5 letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, and he had trouble.
He did have trouble.
That's.
Can I just check something?
I love our listeners.
Are we putting Akmal in charge of it again today?
Yes, I think we will.
No, really?
Yes. I've taken control.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's now a dictatorship.
Okay.
You should just do as I say.
Right.
And we will.
Dictatorship.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, we got lots going on. We got Busby Maru tickets to give away as well during the show.
We give Busby Maru tickets if I say we give.
Oh,
what about slippers for Mother's Day?
Yeah, we'll give them slippers.
Thank you.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Can I just say, this show has been fantastic so far. It's gone so well, really beyond
award-winning. I mean,
award-winning. So far. But we tend to kind of get excited in the first 5 minutes and then it goes downhill.
Okay, well, let me see if I can lift us.
Lift us.
This is a story out of the States where a student who lives at home with her brother and her mum has gone off to university and realised that she's left a very personal item sitting out on her desk in her bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted her...
Personal item, like diary?
No, it's a personal item used to have fun with oneself.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a lady.
If you're a lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to say too much,
like,
but basically.
DVD of Sex and the City?
No, it's not a DVD of Sex and the City. Mm,
but I'm getting warmer.
Yes, you are.
Ah.
Anyway, I'll just leave it there for a second.
Mm.
She basically has to text her brother to see if her brother can move this item, this rather embarrassing item, off her desk because she's worried her mum's going to go in and clean her room.
Does this item include batteries?
Yes, it does.
Ah.
Yes, it does.
Mm.
So she's texted her brother, God, what time are you home? I need you to move something from my desk ASAP. Pretty sure it's on my desk because that's where I emptied my bag. I'm really sorry.
Mm.
She's going, I can't breathe. I'm in hysterics. Please stop. Please go and get this thing off
this
the
thing.
Desk. This thing because she... Mm. She ends up saying the word in the text messages to her brother. Her brother's just laughing, going, I don't know which part of this is funnier. Her mum actually had gone into her room and vacuumed and moved it. So this poor girl is absolutely mortified.
Oh, yeah.
And it reminded me of a story.
Oh.
Now, this goes back a very, very long time to when I was in Adelaide.
Thursday?
No, I was in Adelaide and my daughter, who's now nearly 20, was about 3 at the time.
Yes.
And it was Christmas lunch. So it was like a beautiful warm day. I've got all the in-laws outside around the table. We're doing this big, beautiful Christmas lunch.
Yes.
And we're all there together. We're drinking wine. It's very civilized.
Christmas, you're drinking wine because Jesus was born.
That's right.
Mm.
We're eating and then Coco comes out.
Coco, your daughter.
Coco, my daughter, comes outside with my back massager on her head turned on, laughing. In front of my in-laws at the Christmas lunch table.
Mm-hmm.
This is not ideal. This feels like a scene out of Modern Family.
No,
but seriously, she's got this thing on her head. It's vibrating
family,
and she's giggling.
Yeah, when it was funny.
Yeah, when it was funny.
Because that sounds like a funny scenario.
It was.
And how did you explain that? I said,
oh, darling, you've got mummy's back massager. Let's take that back to the bedroom. And I quickly marched her inside, turned it off and died.
And died from
embarrassment.
Mm.
Mind you, it was...
You're doing well for a dead person. You're doing exceptionally well.
It was horrifying. Mind you, it wasn't... It was in a reasonably non-confronting shape.
Oh, yeah. It's very fascinating.
If you understand what I mean.
I don't.
Well, I'm not going to explain it.
Oh, please. Come on.
You know what I mean. Stop being naughty.
No, so what shape? Are you?
Well, it was a back massager.
Ah, back massager. So do you like ladies?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Do you like ladies? Ladies, I've seen them around. There's plenty of ladies.
Yeah, I like ladies. What do you mean?
Who doesn't like ladies? I like men and ladies. Let's not... What are you... Man.
I think we need to bail now.
Everything I say is...
Bailing now.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Just checking the roads and traffic at the moment. Everything seems to be pretty clear, which is good. There's no breakdowns.
What a nightmare yesterday afternoon for people. Yeah. What a disaster. Ooh.
Did you get caught in that?
No, I didn't.
You were just empathising.
I am, because I've been caught on the M1. It's just a nightmare.
You've caused a few accidents on the M1.
I have not.
Because you're so attractive.
Oh, thank you. You saved that, Will.
So many from 2GO. Oh, God, I'm on fire. Still, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Let's play the game.
Talking about breakdowns, we need to talk about replacing tyres on cars next hour.
Honky Tonk.
All right, this is where you beep your horn and win a prize. Mark from East Gosford. Hello, sir.
Hello. Good morning.
Now, thanks for not letting me down. You're the only one that rang to play, but I only need one person, right?
Oh, no, you shouldn't say that. The switchboard lit up, but we only chose Mark because he was the best.
Okay, Mark, what kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a Ford Ranger Ute.
Ah, that's the same as Widow here. You got a Ford Ranger, haven't you, Widow?
Yeah, great car.
Snap.
Okay, now whereabouts are you?
I'm in the McDonald's car park at Neutral Bay.
Heaven there.
Excellent, Mark. Excellent. Mm. Now, we're going to play the In Excess song for you. You have to finish it with your horn. Firstly, let's test your horn. Beautiful. Oy, well done. Good. You're enthusiastic too, which is fantastic. All right. Have a listen to this. Come in with your horn on the second bit and good luck. Go.
Thank you.
Wow. That's perfect.
Oh, it was perfect.
Man, Mark, have you studied music?
Oh, yeah, the Conservatory of Gosford Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I know it well. Good work.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much. You want tickets to the footy? The Roosters are playing the Titans in a couple of weeks.
I've already got some of them.
Have you? You want to bring a couple more people?
I'll bring some more people. That'd be great. I've got plenty of friends that are Rooster supporters.
There you go. You've got a couple more. We'd love to see you there. And thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, no, it's going to be a great game. Sydney Roosters take on the Gold Coast Titans, 26th of May, Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets available, tickettech.com.au.
I was sarcastic when I said that because he didn't even come close.
I know.
He didn't even get...
But it's not about that.
But at least
that.
He was having a go.
He was having a crack, you know.
He was having a crack.
It's a participation award,
he was giving
award,
it a whirl.
He was giving it a whirl.
That's the important thing.
It is.
You know.
We all just having a crack in life,
doesn't matter if you... He's just beeping the horn. He rang, beeped the horn, that's got fine. Some tickets. What more
it's
can you want?
It's less about accuracy, more about participation.
Exactly. And thanks for playing. That's it. Everyone gets a prize on this show.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Now, the Russians are very sort of innovative people.
Mm.
They're industrious. And mm-hmm. They're clever. They think outside the box, so to speak.
Yeah.
And this guy, this is quite an extraordinary story. He had a flat tire, but he didn't have a spare.
Mm.
So he quickly thought, why don't I just make a wheel out of plastic Coke bottles? I mean, we've all thought
right.
that, haven't we,
wow.
at some point?
So full, obviously, or empty.
Full.
Full, okay,
full bottles, and he wrapped it around the metal bit, and it worked.
Really?
It worked, yes. But, you know, it was all Coke bottles, and it worked for a little while. So it took him home anyway.
Yeah.
And somehow. But
brilliant.
Yeah, it's Coke. But he didn't open the Coke bottles because otherwise he would have had a flat. It would have gone flat or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you didn't think about that joke very well, did you?
Jeez.
You even got the fake laughter. Wow.
Man. Tough, brutal crowd.
But imagine if he'd taken the lids off the Coke after driving it, it would have just gone psh, like, you know, when you shake a Coke bottle.
Yeah, I thought mine was funnier.
Yeah, no,
but,
I'm just imagining it.
This is favouritism.
It's not a competition.
Mm. Well, anyway, so I mean, I you have to admire his inventiveness, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
And there are other. I remember, like when I was growing up, people would use, you know, when someone comes in and steals their aerial. Remember aerials?
Oh yes.
We don't have aerials anymore.
No.
And they used to, you know, put out the coat hanger.
Yep.
And if you're very patriotic, you had the coat hanger in the shape of Australia.
Yeah, or you could do it in a love heart. I saw a few love hearts in my time.
That was an attempt of Australia.
Yeah, that went wrong. You know, that was just Tasmania gone wrong.
That was Tasmania gone wrong.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
Which you've been, if you've been to Tasmania, that's quite accurate. No.
I love the one, I saw one where the front seat was missing and a guy had rolled up like a mattress. And was sitting on a rolled up mattress in the front of his car.
That's great. Yeah. That's
but I love a workaround too. Like my car radio was out for a couple of weeks. Actually, it was more like a month. And it was driving me crazy.
Because you're on radio.
Well, I just like listening to the radio when I'm in my car. It's very boring otherwise. I don't have Bluetooth or anything. So my car's quite old. Yes. The X-Trail.
Yes.
And I thought, I went into Harvey Norman and saw, had a look at their radios because I was going to buy a little... just a transistor radio to put in my car. I realised it would just be crackling the whole time and I'd be trying to drive and do the little dial thing, and that's not probably a good thing to do.
But the guy with the mattress, he's driving in a mattress, so, you know, it's actually quite, it makes a lot of sense because if you feel drowsy.
Just have a sleep.
Just have a sleep, have a nap.
Perfect idea.
Yeah, and the police
there was a guy
pull
in
you
Adelaide,
over.
There was a guy in Adelaide who replaced his steering wheel, didn't have a steering wheel, so he used a fry pan.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, multi-purpose.
Yeah. Okay, you know? Of course, his wife's been searching for that frying pan. Where the hell's that frying pan? I'm driving it.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Give Me Lols for Kids. One night only. Helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids. June 3rd at Mingara.
And this guy's going to be there.
Because once you settle into relationships... you don't laugh as much, to be honest. Normally them hurting themselves is the big joke, isn't it?
He's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see Jamoan on June the 3rd.
Yeah, he is
funny,
and the Umbilical Brothers are also geniuses in their own way.
Do you know, I've never seen them live.
If you haven't seen them live...
oh, they're good.
Seriously, it's such a unique experience because no one in the world does what they do. And they do it so well.
It's kind of physical comedy, isn't it?
It's impossible to describe, but basically they're very, very good at sound effects. And they're great mimes. And they work so well off each other. You just got to see it. And it's a kind of show you can bring kids to. Unfortunately, the other three, you shouldn't bring kids
to. No, it's an 18-plus show, this one. If you were going to go see the Umbilical Brothers on their own, you could certainly bring the kids. But no, this is definitely an adults-only show.
Well, you can escort the kids as soon as the umbilicals finish.
No.
That would be weird.
No, we have to just say blanket.
Say, no, kids.
No, it's adults.
No,
adults.
Kids.
Stop it, Akmal. You're confusing people.
No, that's right. Because John Williamson, you know, on his birthday, he says, no kids.
That's right.
In big letters, no children.
Right. Okay.
June 3rd at Mingara. It's going to be really great. Yes. Get your tickets right now.
Sorry,
2gofm.com.au.
I detracted from
the whole night. And it is all the money's raised is going to Give Me Five for Kids. We really need your support with this. We want to raise as much money as possible. It stays here on the coast and it helps sick kids right here on the coast.
Let's not forget Joel Osborne, who is brilliant.
And you, yourself, Fiona O'Loughlin, and you.
And me.
We've got a local guy, Mitch.
And there's going to be a raffle on the night. There's going to be some great prizes to win as well. So come along. It's going to be really good.
Yes. It's going to be a night to remember.
So get your tickets. Get a group of friends from work. Maybe just send a little group all email now saying who wants to go to the comedy night.
Yeah, for all the details, 2gofm.com.au. Go to the Facebook page at 2GOFM and share the event.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, Guns N' Roses, they've cowardly, I thought, because they wrote this song years and years ago.
What song?
It's called One in a Million, and there's some, you know, quite blatant racist lyrics there, and they took it out because times have changed.
What do you mean they took it out? They're cowardly what? What are you talking about?
They cowardly excluded it from their album...
Appetite for Destruction.
Yes.
Okay, so they're re-releasing Appetite for Destruction.
Minus that song.
Minus the racist song.
Sorry if I didn't make this clear.
You didn't. In your head, I think you had your own conversation.
In my head, it was crystal clear.
Yeah, and when it came out of your mouth, it didn't make sense.
Widow, did you find that clear?
Nah.
I knew what we were going to talk about. So,
they're basically re-releasing Appetite for Destruction.
Thanks for your support,
came
there,
out
mate.
In 1987. but this one in a million, I'd never heard the song before. But when we started talking about the lyrics,
it's
this
very
morning,
blatant.
Like some terrible.
Some songs they hint at things, but this is there's no hint. It's
at
racist.
All. You know, we were going to play a bit of it, but we're not because
we can't.
It's actually really terrible.
We're actually not allowed to.
No.
But it's funny to think that, you know, times have changed and people have been caught out. Now, like, you know, I grew up on AC/DC. I was a huge AC/DC fan. And I never really took notice of the lyrics. And then yesterday I went and had a look at some of the lyrics and they're pretty shocking. Like, say, take the song Dirty Deeds, right? Now, is that, now listen to this. And remember, this is the 1970s, so it was okay to kill people. It was legal. If you have an excuse, right?
Oh, God.
If you got a lady and you want her gone, he's talking about if you got a wife, basically. If you got a lady and you want her gone, but you ain't got the guts. She keeps nagging at you night and day, enough to drive you nuts. Leave her alone. Pick up the phone.
Get on the phone, yeah.
I'm always, something like, I can't remember the rest, but basically. He's going to kill her.
He's going to kill her.
For money.
Pick up the phone. I'm here alone. Or make a social call. Come right in. Forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball.
We'll have ourselves a ball. He's advocating murder.
He is.
And people are singing it at parties and not really taking in that it's murder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It also promotes killing your headmaster. If you're having trouble with your high school head, he's giving you the blues.
That's right.
You can have him killed or have his legs broken. If I'd known this back then, I would have called Bon Scott.
But you know what? I love too that Whole Lotta Rosie is another AC/DC song, and it's about a really
fat woman,
portly woman who's like 42, 39, 56, which is her measurements.
And back then it was totally acceptable. Yeah. I saw a clip of Bon Scott saying, oh yeah, this next song's about a fat woman from Tasmania.
Well, when I went to the AC/DC concert in Sydney a few years back, they had a blow-up of Rosie. So they had this really big blow-up of this fat woman
poor
on stage.
Rosie.
I know.
Poor Rosie. But, you know, our own, one of my heroes, John Williamson.
There
you go. Wow.
That's
wow.
So soothing.
There's nothing rude about his lyrics.
Me or you?
Or is there?
Well, they're not rude, but you got to remember, in fairness to John Williamson, this was written in the 70s.
Okay.
All right? And this is called Unfair Dinkum. Unfair Dinkum, bloody oath I am. I love the smell of gum leaves since I was in the pram. Nice rhyming there. Some places may be greener, but I don't give a damn because I'm fair dinkum, bloody oath I am. Now, I was in the doctor's just the other day. He told me take an aspirin, the pain would go away. So I pulled up my checkbook because sickness doesn't pay. I said, are you fair dinkum? What did the doctor say? I saw. Then I whistled down a taxi cab and headed for the east. A bad case of munchies. I was ready for a feast.
Wow.
The driver said, Indian? I said, I'd rather not. He said, why not come to my place? My curry's rather hot.
Wow, this is John Williamson.
It's a song from like the 90s, late 80s, 90s. Early 90s, yeah.
Oh, 90s.
So he's being racist.
Well, you know, just let's not make judgments, you know.
John Williamson.
John Williamson, what are you doing?
But it's
funny though. I saw, he said, my doctor's Chinese, but that's Japanese. I saw is Japanese.
Mm. What does I saw mean?
I saw.
86 it was released and it's back then everyone kind of, you know, listened to it and whatnot.
Yeah, casual racism in songs, very acceptable. Mm. But now, is John Williamson going to pull that one from his... from his thing?
Our producer's saying we've talked too long.
He's scared. Wrap it up.
Because whenever you mention a touchy subject, you know.
Anyway.
Bigger Al gets upset.
Just play John Williamson again and finish on John.
There we go.
That's
everybody's
better.
Everybody's happy.
Everything's okay.
Don't worry about bloody Guns N' Roses.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Call the show anytime, 4324444.
I was just going to say, the Sydney Comedy Festival's on at the moment and there's a lot of talk around comedians, and one of the things they've been asked is the weirdest place that they've performed. Mm-hmm. And Dave Thornton's come out and said he performed on a domestic flight. Cal Wilson's come out and said the weirdest place, most memorable gig was in East Timor in an army camp. This one I love. I love this so much. Fiona Loughlin, who, by the way, you can see on the coast June 3 at Mingara. Get
Give
your
me
tickets.
Loves for kids.
Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets.
Fiona Loughlin once performed on Christmas Eve in Alice Springs in the Coles car park.
Yes.
It was a charity thing.
It was a charity thing.
Yeah.
Mm. And Fiona's funny. But when it comes to bad gigs or bad situations or bad venues, I'm the king.
I just believe you
Nobody
so wholeheartedly.
Nobody can ever top my stories when it comes to horror gigs. A few years ago, I was traveling with Ostentatious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's actually a good friend of mine. His character's kind of very,
brash.
Brash and abrasive, but he's actually a really lovely guy. But we were touring with two other comedians, and we got to Townsville, and he was doing this big nightclub in Townsville, and they hadn't advertised it properly. And so we, this venue, you know, had like, it was 1,000 seater and 7 people bought tickets.
Oh,
7.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And there were no seats or anything. It was this cold nightclub in Townsville. And Sandy, his real name, he said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. This is ridiculous. And the manager said, you got to do it or I'll sue you because we've already paid you. And so, and I said, come on, Sandy, let's just do it. And he goes, man, I can't, this is too big. It's too big, 7 people. It's going to be impossible. And then the manager of the club said, well, I've got a place upstairs. He's living upstairs. That's his house. Yeah. So the entire audience and the comedians got in this lift and we suddenly ended up in this guy's lounge room. And I was performing, where I was performing, people would go to the toilet right behind me and you can hear them flush.
Oh, no.
That's a top gig, that one. And then Sandy got on and did 2 hours of these people who were caught. It was like hostage situation.
They couldn't leave.
They couldn't leave because it was sitting on this couch and they had this big guy wearing sunnies in Townsville talking to
man.
Them. That was a weird gig.
That's
in
a weird
someone's
one.
House.
Oh, man, I want to hear more of those stories. We're going to have to, maybe we should have a segment.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal's Weird Gigs.
I could write a book.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
Mother's Day is on Sunday. We've got some great slippers available. If you're stuck for a gift this Mother's Day, grab 100% sheepskin slippers and Ugg boots from Stockman's Sheepskin Factory in Gosford.
It's very hard to say that.
There is no other.
Oh, Mr. T.
Like mother, so treat her right.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of this song, Akmal.
I love it, yeah. Treat your mother right.
He said to us this morning, Akmal said to us this morning, let's play the song in full. Let's play it all from the beginning to the end. I'm thinking, I don't think we can do that.
If you'd like to hear the song in full, give us a call. Oh, look, our switchboard's lit up.
You know what? I want to give us a call and reminisce about what Mum put in your lunchbox that scarred you for life, because I was reminiscing about this with a friend the other day. My mum used to do some really odd things, and I've only just sort of realised how odd they were. Mm. She used to boil eggs and draw smiley faces on the boiled eggs and put them in my lunchbox.
What, with texters?
Yeah, with texters. With hair and everything. Like,
did she realise that that's poison?
Well, when I opened the egg, see, if the egg cracked in my lunchbox, the texter...
Oh, you mean on the shell?
On the shell.
Oh.
The texter would leak through and the egg would actually have, like, texture on it when I opened the egg.
You ate ink.
I did. And she used to do it for oranges as well. She used to draw faces on oranges.
Mm.
But the most disgusting thing that Mum put in our lunchboxes...
Mm.
was beetroot sandwiches on white bread.
I find that hilarious. So and this is beetroot from a can.
Yeah, beetroot from a can. So she'd make them in the morning on white bread with butter and then wrap them in Glad wrap. By the time I got to lunchtime to open them, there was this pink, soggy...
A massacre in your suitcase.
Yeah. It was. In my backpack, there was just like this weird, mushy pink...
Yeah. Ugh. You know the worst thing my mum put in my lunchbox?
What?
In my lunch books.
Books?
No, I had no books because I didn't read anything. I had a terrible time at school, but that's beside the point. my mother didn't like me very much.
She did too.
You know what she put in once?
What?
A funnel web spider.
She didn't put it in there. It probably just got in there.
It never got in there. I made it up.
Oh.
I made the whole thing up.
You're making it up.
I'm making it up because I want attention.
Okay.
I'm an attention seeker.
Well,
Listen to me.
I think Deb from your minor's given us a call. Let's have a quick chat to Deb from your minor. Deb, what nightmare thing scarred you in the lunchbox that Mum gave you?
I wasn't actually
scarred. Yeah, I did get scarred because the girls and boys pushed me over the seats. That hurt more than having the hard-boiled eggs in the lunch.
Oh, yeah, the hard-boiled eggs.
I remember.
Because they were stinky as well.
Oh, stinky. But I didn't know. You just open it up and think, oh, what's in here today? I went, oh, no. And the girls went, push, and I fell over the seat. That hurt more than the hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, Deb got teased for her eggs. Let's give her some slippers for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You want to give her some slippers?
Yeah, we can give you some slippers for eggs. Mother's Day. And a dozen eggs. We'll see.
Thank you, Akmal. I hope that spider bit you.
I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Well, look, we got some more slippers to give away. So 4324444 is the number. Call right now and let us know.
What scarred you that Mum put in your lunchbox?
Yeah, okay. 4324444. Call right now.
Josh from Ashwood. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. What was in your lunchbox that was a bit bizarre?
So she used to wrap up all kinds of biscuits and fruit in that aluminium foil the night before and then shove it in the lunchbox. Well, rocked up to school one day with a raw onion wrapped up in foil, didn't I?
Raw onion?
So she just wrapped it and forgot that it wasn't for your lunch?
Yeah, it was just part of whatever was in the fridge, but she just grabbed the wrong little packet and ended up with a big chunk of raw onion, and all the boys at school just gave me a weird look.
Kids, she thought, yeah, kids love onions.
It's good for you.
It's good for you, yeah.
Thank you, Josh. Stay there. Craig from Chain Valley Bay, what was in your lunch box that scarred you for life?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, my mum made me a sandwich one time with brawn. And then all these little chopped up pieces of meat with jelly in a jelly.
Oh.
And when I started chewing it, something felt strange. I reached into my mouth with my fingers and I pulled out a complete pig's eyebrow.
What are you talking about?
Pig's eye. No one will ever top that.
Oh my God, a pig's eyebrow?
Complete.
Where did she get the pig? Did she make an effort and go and ask for a pig's eyebrow?
I don't know.
Wow, nothing's going to top that.
No, nothing's ever going to top that. I think Craig deserves something.
Craig, you've got some slippers, mate. And, I mean, if you want to give them to your mum and tell her that the pig's eyebrow won the slippers for her, that might help her feel a bit better about that.
I will do that. She's coming up to visit for the weekend.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well done,
nice,
Craig.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig.
Bring the rest of the pig.
If you're stuck for a gift this Mother's Day, grab 100% sheepskin slippers and Ugg boots from Stockman's Sheepskin Factory in Gosford. Got the last couple pairs to give away tomorrow.
If she gave him a sheep's eyebrow and now we're giving her
sheepskin.
That would have been,
kind of nice symmetry.
But you can't, doesn't matter.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Give Me Lols for Kids, one night only, helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, June 3rd at Mingara.
That's right, going to be a big night, and this person's going to be there.
What if God?
What?
No.
All right, sorry, no, that's Joan Osborne. We're talking about Joel Osborne's going to be there.
The main thing that you ladies are initially attracted to when you see a man is the way that that guy looks. And I'll prove it to you now. Say some of you ladies are out after the show, you know, you're at a bar, you're ordering a drink, a guy walks into that bar, ladies, he smiles at you and say, looks like Brad Pitt. You call that flirting. Now that same guy walks into that bar, walks up to you and smiles. However, this time he looks like Dick Smith. That's called stalking.
It's true. He is a good-looking guy. You've said this to me.
Not Dick Smith, Joel
Osborne. Yeah. You said to me that he's a good-looking guy, and I thought, I'm just going to do a bit of Googling.
You know, he breaks all the rules as far as comedian looks. Because comedians look quirky and odd.
Yes.
And different. Yes. And he's quite handsome, and the ladies really like him. Yeah. And he's funny.
He's got it all. He's got the triple threat going on.
God.
Don't be upset.
I'm not upset.
He's going to be on the lineup. You're on the lineup. Fiona O'Loughlin, Jim Owen, and the Umbilical Brothers. When will you get to see a lineup like that
on the local Central Coast?
Seriously.
And local acts and a few surprises.
Oh, yeah. You could win some stuff too. It's well worth coming along. Now, tickets are $80 and you might be thinking, gee, that's a lot. But for $80, you get all that comedy. Plus, you could win some stuff on the night. It's tax deductible.
That's the important one.
It's
you can actually
deductible.
Get that money back.
Yeah. And you know what?
If you had a good accountant.
Every cent that you spend goes to sick kids on the Central Coast. This is why we're doing it, the Gimme Five for Kids. It's a campaign that we are very passionate about and we need you to get on board. Please get your tickets now, 2gofm.com.au. I've got mine. I bought one for Matt, my fiancé, and for my daughter.
Did you?
They're going to come. Mm. My son's working. He can't come.
I could have got you in for free.
No, you can't get me in for free. That's not how it works. It's a charity, mate.
I don't have to pay, though.
Well, no, because you're performing. By the way, all the performers are donating their time, too. Nobody's getting paid for this.
No one's getting paid.
Get your tickets right now, 2GOFM.com.au.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
4324-4444 is the number to call, because we've got tickets to give away to these guys. Buzzbee Maru, they're going to be at the Long Jetty Hotel on the 25th of May.
I like Maru. Buzzbee, I don't trust.
Seriously, this is the best driving song. I was driving in my car along the
ridgeway.
Funny
how you just ignored what I said just then.
Yeah, I know, because you said it yesterday. It's boring. Come up with a new joke.
No, I said the other way yesterday.
Oh, did you? Right.
You weren't paying attention.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I went driving yesterday and this song was on, 2GO, and the sun was shining and it was warm and I was just like, what a great driving song.
Mm.
Anyway.
Good driving song.
If you want tickets, you got to get involved in what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
This has gone viral across Facebook and Twitter. Yesterday there was a US Army soldier that was coming home from service, from a long chunk of service, and he was coming.
Chunk of service.
Well, I can't remember whether it was
years. That's the technical term.
Yeah, he'd been on service.
He served his country in a chunk.
In a massive chunk. And he was coming home because his wife was having a baby, but the flight got delayed.
Ah.
His wife went into labour, and so he was caught on camera sitting in the airport looking at his phone, and they were FaceTiming him the birth of his child.
Wow.
And he was just there and he was talking and everything, and everyone sort of gave him a bit of space and everything, and then the baby cried and he was crying and what an amazing moment.
Incredible.
And the poor guy didn't
I'm just
home.
Saying, lucky he wasn't with Vodafone. It would have, just before the baby comes out, it would have
just
run out of Reggio.
Yeah.
Not out of Reggio? Not out of Reggio.
Out of, are you talking
reception.
Reception.
Reception. Reggio. that's very slow.
But it was just kind of heartbreaking,
you know,
and beautiful all at
it's
once.
It's funny that, like, if he filmed that, theoretically, he can play it backwards and watch the kid go back in. I mean, I'm just
no
saying.
No woman wants to see that ever.
I don't know. I reckon some
Oh,
might.
God. Yeah, with that little boomerang. What's the boomerang thing you can do on your phone where you play things backwards and forwards?
Exactly.
Yeah. No one wants to boomerang a childbirth.
No.
But he's not the first guy that's missed a birth, though, because it does happen from time
it
to time.
It does.
Cars break down. And
yeah, thankfully, we have technology that you can, you can FaceTime it and go, I was there. In some
spirit.
Form.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But he was just sitting on the floor in his army greens crying his eyes out. I just thought, oh, what an amazing moment. And I would like to ask if you are like him and you missed the birth of a child.
Did you film your birth? I mean, not your birth.
No,
sorry,
I
not
didn't.
Your birth. That would have
no,
been.
No, both my kids. No, yeah. I didn't. No, I didn't want it on film, to be honest.
Mm.
And also, the technology wasn't there back then, so you would have had to have got a video camera.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can just use your phone. When I had children, there wasn't really that technology.
You'd have to get like lighting and a director. And cut.
And just hold it in. We're going to do that scene again.
And cut the umbilical cord.
Look, if you have missed the birth of your child, we'd like to hear from you because we've got these Buzzbee Maru tickets.
But yeah, a lot of people miss the birth of their children because they don't realize they have children. You know, like I know a friend of mine, this girl rang him and said, by the way, I've just given birth to you.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's a bit sus.
Oh, very sus. My friend is very sus.
Okay.
Of course. Why would he be?
But, you know, with people working in Sydney, you know what I mean? Like if you're on the coast and you're about to give birth and you've either been in Sydney, working and you didn't get that. Well, it was an hour and a half. Some people give birth very quickly.
I missed the birth of my kid because I got caught in the M1.
Yeah, well.
It could happen.
It could happen.
4324-4444 is the number. We'd love to hear your story. Did you miss the birth of your child? 4324-4444 is the number. Call right now for Buzzbee Maru tickets.
Emma from Marty, your dad missed the birth of your brother. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. He was dropping my mum at the hospital and he dropped her at the front door. And instead of walking in with her, he decided he needed to park the car. So it only took him a few minutes, but that was it. Too late, he got in and my brother had been born.
Wow. And was he born, like, in the foyer of the hospital?
I think it was fairly close. Mum told me that when she went in, she told the midwife, you know, the baby's coming now, and the midwife was quite condescending. Oh, yes, it always feels like that for you and that sort of thing. And Mum's like, no, like I'm in now. And I know they did get her up onto a bed because when he came out, he didn't actually cut his ear on an instrument or something that was still there. They
were literally just getting
up to have a look and he nicked his ear as he was born.
Got a little haircut on the way out.
That's incredible.
That's remarkable, Emma. Thank you so much for the story. It's great that he was born. I mean, because Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. I'm just reliving birth.
You're just overwhelmed.
I am overwhelmed.
Well, how long were you in labour for?
I was in labour for 2 days, and people who have quick births freak me out because I can't imagine that.
Why do you take so long? You know,
I don't know. I'm just a small human. I don't know. They were all very comfortable. Mm. Troy from Gosford, what happened with the birth of your children?
Well, actually, what happened was my daughter, and we're at Nepean Hospital in Penrith, and they gave my partner an epidural needle, and I passed out cold.
And what, you didn't wake up?
Well, no, they put me in the bed next to my partner.
That's hilarious.
And they had to attend to my needs.
Yeah, you're getting the oxygen. And the,
oh, Troy.
That's funny.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. You know what? We're going to send you to Busby Maru, mate.
Mm. Oh, at least I won't miss that.
No, exactly. Don't faint when you see the amazing duo performing at the Long Jetty Hotel.
Mm. Sounds good, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Troy.
Mate. 2GO presents Busby Maru. Got you back to our regional tour at Long Jetty Hotel, 25th of May. Get your tickets if you missed out, busbymaru.com.
Yep.
Right. But how did we survive, you know, like when we, you know, back in the old days, back in, you know, women would just be in the field.
I know. I often think
about
how did women do it?
Yeah.
I don't know how women do it. I remember being sent home from the hospital. I was in labour and I got there and they said, no, you're not dilated enough. Go home. And I was devastated because there was all these speed humps that I had to go over. And every time I went over the speed hump, I was like, I really hated that nurse for sending me home.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air. Right now.
7 p.m. tonight, 2GO, exactly.
7 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
Tigers are taking on the Cowboys. Who's going to win it? Let's find out.
A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the paint.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team. Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
And we're chatting to him thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. G'day, Sterlo.
Morning, guys. I've spent all week standing by the letterbox, Akmal, because I'm assuming the check's in the mail.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit slow these days. Snail mail.
Post isn't what it used to be, Sterlo.
I'm going to pay you in Bitcoin. I hope that's okay.
Now, that's all right, mate. Winning $10 off you is like winning $1,000.
Wow, that's so nice. And I would like to return that compliment by saying we are so lucky to have Peter Sterling in our little tiny radio show.
Do you know what, Sterlo? Akmal would like to get united as Sir Peter Sterling. He's thinking of launching a campaign.
You're the closest thing to royalty that we have in this country.
And well, what about on the same day as a royal wedding? Maybe it could be a, you know.
You can compete with the royal wedding.
Affair. Yeah, Queen's a bit busy that day, but we'll try. Yeah. I mean, we'll give it a go.
Now, Pete, I want to take you down memory lane again, once more.
that worries me.
No, don't be scared. It's fine. Now, when I was at school, we used to collect footy cards. Footy cards, you'd buy them, like 20 cents, and you'd get four cards or five cards and a piece of chewing gum.
Yes.
And there were some really rare ones, like Peter Sterling was quite rare.
Yeah.
And like Artie Beaton, millions of them.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You try and swap an Artie Beaton, no one is interested, right? Now, I remember this, and I went on eBay to check. Now, check this out. This will please you, Pete. A Peter Sterling with hair footy card is worth $25, right? Now, before you think that's a low number, Paul Walton's footy card is $2.75.
Oh, Sterlo!
And you know what? That's even overpriced.
That's overpriced. Exactly. You know?
They're a dime a dozen, the fatties.
The fatties are everywhere. Maybe if he'd worked harder and maybe ate some, you know, less donuts, He would have been up there with you, but no, you are the most expensive, and we should buy it for our station.
We should buy it for our station and stick it up in the studio.
I used to collect all those footy cards, and I remember when you'd get the last card to make out your set, that was just one of the great days of the year. And I think the Sterlo card these days is rare because with hair, that's even rarer. So it's a double whammy as well, isn't it, really?
I think we should get it on eBay before someone
steals it. All right, that's on the list to do today, Sterlo. But on the footy list, who do you want to watch this weekend? Which games are the big ones?
Yeah, I think there's three standout games for me tonight. I really like North Queensland. I liked what I saw in Bathurst last week. I think they can go back-to-back, although I'm sure the West Tigers will be better than they were against the Warriors. I like Canberra to cause a little bit of an upset against Cronulla. Canberra won four of their last five. I think they'll make it five of their last six. But the standout game, Dragons and Rabbitohs. Arch rivals, traditional rivals, yeah. And this South Sydney side's looking really good with the football. But I think the Dragons can maintain their stellar form and stay on top of the competition ladder. But they're about to be hit because when Origin comes around in a few weeks, they're going to lose half their team. So they're stockpiling points now and looking really good doing so.
It's a double-edged sword.
Forward thinking from you, Sterling.
It's a double-edged sword, State of Origin,
it is a double-edged sword. Mm. Yeah, maybe they should move
very,
it.
That's very deep, Akmar. Can I quote that somewhere?
Yeah you can quote that for sure. Absolutely. I made that up. No one's ever said that before.
No, and actually, thinking about it, no, I probably won't. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. As always, Sterlo. We'll get your full tips and we'll stick them on Facebook.
And we're going to get United.
We're going to get
before
United?
Before the season's finished, I promise you, you will be Sir Peter Sterling.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward even more to the mail today, because I'm sure today is going to be the day.
That your $10 arrives.
Yeah, today or sometime this week. Promise you.
I'm going to spend it wisely.
All right. Thanks Sterlo.
Thanks, Sterlo.
Chanda Sterlo, thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. Going to have to do a quick eBay search, see if we can find one of these cars.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
That's how I feel most time on this show, going into the danger zone. It's Breakfast of Mandy and Akmal on 2GO.
Yeah,
it's been a great show. It's been fun. A lot of laughs. A lot of reflection.
Yep.
But now we have the next person to come in is Mickey D.
Mickey D's up next.
And our thoughts are with Mickey D, because as we mentioned yesterday, he had a terrible case of syphilis, and that's clearing. No, but he's had a terrible week. Let's be honest. It's just when the syphilis starts clearing up, today he wakes up with the worst case of hemorrhoids.
And so
he's gonna
you can't say that.
Well, no, it's okay, it's part of being human. So he's gonna do the show standing up, and if you ring him up, wish him well, say we hope you get better soon. It's quite painful. It's really, he's in a lot of pain.
Oh,
but he's so devoted to his job, he said, no amount of piles are going to stop me from going to 2GO.
Oh, dear. All right. Okay. Look, if you missed anything on the show, you can catch up 2gofm.com.au or using the app as well. Thanks to all our callers. We had lots of great people call up today and be part of the show.
It's been a fantastic show to hear from you. We love hearing from you. So always call us and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Yep. Get well soon, Mickey.
We're out of here. We'll catch tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.